Off the Cuff by Brad Friedrichsen. When the driver in front of me stopped at the green light, I leaned on my horn and came close to cursing before his arm went up with a wave that looked something like a "sorry I've stalled it." I waited and watched in the rear vision mirror for a chance to duck around, put my blinker on, and turned my nose into the left lane. The lights turned red, and the prick in the left lane forced in beside me and stopped and gave me one of those looks that said, "Fuck off, I was in this lane first." So all that rage that I almost gave the guy in front went flying out of my middle finger and from out between my lips, and I let the fucker beside me have it. He sat there with his passenger beside him, both looking a little bemused, but looking nothing like a little bit sorry for being such an arsehole. A couple of minutes later, the left lane started moving, and the driver behind let me in. But the left lane was left turn only, and the right lane with the stalled car in it was red. So I let the dickhead in front of me have it, with my horn and with my finger and with my lip, one more time as I followed, left behind him over the railway bridge, and then spun off left, on fire, again. I decided to stop and have a bite to eat, since I had now been forced back into the center of Auburn. Found a parking spot out on the edges and walked back into the center. Grabbed a slice of margarita from the Turkish cafe. It had no tomato in it, just cheese and garlic on bread. Margarita. Oh, well, I don't care. I prefer just cheese and garlic anyways. I took it away and made my way back to the car, but while passing a group of 8 men, decided to stop with them and post myself across the sidewalk from them. I took my sunglasses off so we could see each other properly. I don't think they were watching me as closely as I was watching them. One young man, sitting second from the end of their row, had a notebook in hand, and the others were chatting between each other. Then the young man third from the end quietly passed a bundle of 50s to the man with the notebook, who took it without a word and closed it in his palm. The third man started chatting down the line again, but kept looking back over his shoulder. We both noticed when the second man opened up his palm and counted it. We both noticed when he opened up his notebook to a list of names. We both noticed as he ran his pen down to one name and put the amount beside it. I wasn't sure what to make of the first man. He was leaning over the book and looking intently while whispering in the ear of the second man. Then, I'm halfway through my margarita with no tomato, and a car stops at the pedestrian crossing on the other side of this row of 8 curious-looking men. There's a concrete wall about waist high, with the bench that they are all sitting on running alongside it on our side, and a little garden of green and red shrubs raised above the wall over their heads. The young woman in the passenger seat of the car stopped at the pedestrian crossing, starts screaming. I can see her over the heads and through the shrubs, as angry and as frightened as what I would call hell or hellishness. And he raises his left elbow and he plants it in her face. She shuts up, and he drives through the crossing. I try to get his plate number, but too late. They're gone. I finish my margarita with no tomato, and I think about the fact that most people see their lives flash before their eyes in that moment just before they die. And I wonder why I'm still alive to write about it. And then I wonder if I only noticed all of that because just yesterday I tried to edit this. 2008/07/09. Fuck me. 2 years is a long time to spend dying. A young couple in firm embrace at a quiet bus stop bench approach my sight at 60 kilometers per hour. Isn't it sweet to see young love? His whisperings in her ear declared to self at 60 kilometers per hour. Turning my head as I pass by, I glance upon their faces. My heart contracts at 60 kilometers per hour. The wide grin on his teenage face, betrayed by her lips, fearful. Her eyes meet mine at 60 kilometers per hour. Rear vision shapes grow faint yet large upon my nagging conscience. How must I choose from 60 kilometers per hour?